What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, for the longest, I've been focused on wives who push their husbands to put the mask on. However, we need to go back to the other side of the equation. That's right, girlfriends who push their boyfriends to put on the mask. Yeah, for the longest, I've not been in that area, but we're going to return to that area starting with today's article that was published on the 9th of February. Man accused of shooting and offlining his girlfriend in Southwest Las Vegas. Well, looks like the old adage, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Not true when it comes to crime. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man was arrested after he allegedly shot and offlined his girlfriend following an argument in Southwest Las Vegas, according to police. Ladies, we always say this. Your mouth can be inspiration for a man, or it can be deletion for a man. Deletion meaning you get deleted because of something that you said to him that drove him over the edge. On Sunday at around 4 a.m., the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department responded to a report of a shooting in the 9300 block of Aspen Shadow Street near the intersections of Cimarron and Blue Diamond Roads. When officers arrived, they spoke with 50-year-old Paul Moore, who stated that he had, quote unquote, shot his girlfriend, LVMPD said. When officers entered the residence, they found the woman suffering from gunshot wounds. So he shot her multiple times. Police said medical personnel had arrived and pronounced her deleted at the scene. Following an investigation, authorities determined that Moore and the woman had been arguing before the shooting occurred, police said. He was arrested and booked into the Clark County Detention Center on an open termination charge. Court records show Moore was scheduled for an initial court appearance on Monday at 9 a.m. Metro Police came over and roped off the house and told me to go back the other way. At the time, I didn't know it was a man that offlined a woman or anything like that, Josh Quan Fung shared with 8 News Now. Other neighbors, like Caddy Osman, recalled what a hectic morning it was, seeing several officers and the coroner's vehicle pull up. Quote unquote, it's very unfortunate. I think there are a lot of stressors in the world right now that contribute to this, Osman said. There was caution tape surrounding the house, so we weren't sure what was going on, but I knew something was up, especially due to all of the law enforcement vehicles around on a Sunday morning. Well, Well, well. Now, I just have to ask a question. What could she have said that made this man so mad that he decided to hit her with the burner? Maybe he'll say, but of course, the world really doesn't care. They don't care about what drove him to commit this action. They only care that he committed the action. But, gentlemen, like I've always said, you never know what's going on behind closed marital doors, closed relationship doors. How much verbal abuse did that man put up with before he decided enough was enough? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. You've driven me far beyond my line. What more do I need to say, gentlemen? What more do I honestly and truly need to say about this one? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, obviously it went down in the home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously the problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact, doesn't say anybody else was around. So, of course, the cops had to come and haul off the carcass. Going to give that a 30. And for the brutality factor, like I said, he shot her multiple times. So he really wanted to make sure that she was going to be pushing up daisies. So I'm going to give that a 20. So Paul, the problem solver, Moore, gets a score of 65. Ladies, let me reiterate. Your mouth can be a source of, you know, nourishment for a man, or unfortunately, for the vast majority of you women, it is an instrument of destruction for a man. Yeah. That woman definitely said something to that man that completely drove him over the edge. And a lot of women, you have to understand, gentlemen, the old Bill Burr, not this new woke version of him, but the old Bill Burr, he had a bit on how women argue. When a man's right, or should I say first, when a woman's right, she's not going to let it go. She wants to make sure that you're groveling at her feet for forgiveness. But if she's wrong, she goes rogue. And she tries to think of the most just insane, disrespectful things to say just to get the rise out of you. Yeah. But ladies, that is not a good way to argue with us. But we all know why women say stuff like that. Be disrespectful. Say the most egregious things during an argument, because they know that we're not going to take it there. The vast majority of us men, we take verbal abuse. We take it because they know we're not going to, you know, just haul off and knock them in the mouth like we would another man. However, that is changing. That is changing. More and more men are breaking those restraints. So yeah, ladies, you decide you want to say something out of pocket, don't be mad if that man decides to knock you the fuck out. Or some men are going to go to the extreme and put the mask on. Yeah. Welcome to our world, ladies. The world of man is a truly violent place. You wanted equality? Guess what? You're getting it now. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, you argumentative, masculine, loudmouth, aggressive women, You need to understand something. And you need to understand something crystally damn clear. The power you think this society grants you, which I continue to say is nothing more than fake power, it will go out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to use the verbal assault part of the Duluth model as a sword and shield, that's going to go out right along with it. Because in the world of man, there's a phrase that goes, talk shit, get hit. Yeah, ladies, yeah. We all know as men, when you talk shit, there's a certain point you don't go past. You go past that point, things will get physical. You women now are starting to learn this the hard way. And guess what? I'm here for it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.